Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. I am back with a solo episode. Apparently, you liked it because I did receive a couple of text messages, a couple of voicemails, and some emails from you guys saying, yeah, we like it. So do it again. So I'm going to keep this up as long as I possibly can. And like I said, I can't guarantee I'm going to do it every single month, but this seems to be something I can do pretty quickly. I know when I mess up and say something, I can go back and just erase it and you guys would never know I did anything and edit it out. So that's a big plus for me, and it doesn't take me nearly as long to edit my own things. So there you go. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you guys about some of the things that my mom and I have been discussing. It's just been crazy cool to talk to my mom and get like really cool information from her that I never would have thought possible. And like I said, you know, in my other solo episode, when I was talking about my mom, she would say things and I'd be like, that sounds like something only God could do, you know, that we know. And she goes, yeah, but we are all God. You know, even in life, we are all slivers of God. So, okay, cool, Mom. So I asked her, I said, let's talk more about the things that you can do up there. Let's talk more about the accessibility you have up there, things that we can expect when we go. And she kind of laughed a little bit, not laughed. I don't know how to explain a laugh when you, because it is like a, I could see her face kind of smiling and kind of chuckling, if that makes sense. Like, oh, honey, you have no idea. That's the feeling I got. And I was like, okay. So I said, when you're there, and she goes, well, I'm not anywhere. I'm not like away from you. I'm just on a total different frequency. And I do understand that. But she acts like I don't really understand that. And I don't think any of us really can understand how that works. I still don't understand how ghosts work. I think there are so many different kinds of ghosts and all those things and spirits and all that. And visiting, and I don't think necessarily ghosts are trapped. Some psychics think they are. Some psychics think that that's never an issue. But back to what I was going to talk to you about, what I asked my mom. I said, so tell me about what goes on where you are that I can't perceive of understanding. She kind of laughed some more. And she said, well, what do you want to know? And I said, can you just pretty much go anywhere you want? She goes, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, how does it work? She goes, it's completely, obviously, by consciousness. She goes, I just think it, and it is. So I said, so when you go sailing with my stepdad, you just think of it, and you're there? And she goes, yeah, pretty much. She said, but, you know, we're all so connected up here that it's just so easy to transmute what we think and what we do on a millisecond basis to where we're both in that place together. But then I'm also greeting people on the other side. I'm also talking to you. That was that part where I was like, that sounds like something God can do, you know? And she's like, yeah, but it's a lot easier here because I'm not inhibited by a physical body. And I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Okay. And then she gave me the analogy. She said, we can do it too. And I said, well, how? I mean, if I'm limited to this physical body, how can I do that too? And she says, well, just think about it. You know, you still have a consciousness, you know, you still have your brain and all that. Yeah. It calculates all the things your eyes see. It calculates all the things you say in your mind and communicate to others. I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, you also have imagination. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, you know how you imagine you go to the healing temple all the time? I was like, yeah. And she goes, and you imagine it really truly works. And I'm like, oh yeah. She goes, that's because it does. I was like, okay. And she goes, but that's basically what I do. I just, like I said, am not inhibited by a body, but you can do it in your mind. And she goes, remember last time, your mind is so powerful. It can do basically anything you want. And that's what I was talking to you about, that you guys are so much more powerful than you understand. And I was like, that's full circle. Okay, I get that. So it's that same thing that I've told you guys so many times on this podcast of the baseball players. They talked about the 5 baseball players going to the batting range and practicing batting, and another 5 baseball players and imagining going to a batting range and batting and seeing who was better. And the ones that imagined it and really focused on it, they were actually literally better than the ones that physically did it. That's how powerful our minds are. She goes, Leslie, the world is your oyster if you really want it to be. And I said, right now, Mom, the world's on fire. She goes, that's physically true in a lot of ways. And I said, and that's scary. And she goes, I know it's scary, honey. I know it's scary. But every one of you guys decided to be here in this timeline. Whether you talk to people on your podcast and kind of have them escape some of the reality going on, or someone does something very lovely for someone else that is in need. The list goes on. You know, y'all understand what I mean. And I'm not going to get into all of this today, but I did tell her that it's very scary here. And she says, it's not going to be scary forever. And I can tell you that. And, you know, you can go, okay, well, how long is forever? You know, and I know it just seems crazy, but she says, you guys decided to be here. You are all lights. Whether you're good or bad people, you're all here for this process to go through. You're all here as a mechanism, as a machine to make the world a better place. And I was like, that's fantastic news. She goes, I know. So just keep that in mind when you're seeing all the horrible things going on. She said, and I want you to tell your listeners, everybody needs to take a break. And she goes, this snowstorm that you're in, because I'm in a really big snowstorm here. Well, it's actually gone through, but we've got probably 6-7 inches of snow and ice on the ground out here in far northwest Texas. And our pond is frozen. Thank goodness we haven't lost power, but we're fine. But, you know, my husband's crawling the walls because he can't go to his garage and work on stuff. So he's working on taxes because that's his favorite thing. She said, but that's a good distraction because you have other things to think about, other things to keep going, like your well house, make sure it's warm enough and blah, blah, blah. She goes, because if you guys don't get distractions, if you guys don't pull away from some of the things you're seeing, you will start lashing out and doing things you shouldn't do. Talk to someone, take breaks, get off social media, those kinds of things. So she did tell me to tell you that. So back to what we were talking about, I said, so in your consciousness, in this other frequency that you're in, that I still don't understand how all that works, and her being able to create everything. And I said, so when you go on a sailboat ride with my stepfather, you just think it, and it is. She goes, yeah, pretty much. And he's there with me because he is connected to me and I'm connected to you and we're all connected, you know. She said she even can, like, over the Christmas holidays, she was even able to imagine sitting in a nice cottage with a fire and a Christmas tree in the background. She goes, I can do all of those things with you in my own little setting and have my own little Christmas with you. Because she goes, when you've been in the physical, it's so much easier to create those things there. And that makes sense. Totally makes sense. So for us to imagine ourselves and for us to say, okay, this is really cool. What else can I imagine? Well, if I can maybe go to a healing temple and wrap myself with a white light of healing, blue light, clearing, green light for, you know, your heart or, you know, your organs or whatever, right? Okay. And because my heart's been breaking lately, you know, just all the things. And just imagine any color you want. It doesn't have to be assigned specifically because a spiritual person said it was a certain color for whatever. It can be any color you want it to be. If purple is the color that you decide that is the color for healing something in your body, then you need to go with that color. And it doesn't have to be this color that someone else told you. Use whatever color comes to mind. That's the thing. It's not that hard. You just have to think, okay, what is your favorite color? If it's purple, then use purple. If it's green, use green. If it's red, use red. That's what's so cool about that. And just imagine yourself, because you can do this with your mind too and say, I just want my mind to be healed. I just want my feelings to be heard and understood, but healed as well. And maybe you can go there and talk to your guides. And you know, that's another thing my mom told me. She says, you know, remember when they told you, just talk to me? And I said, yeah. A couple psychics said, just talk to her. And it took me a long time. You guys know the story if you've listened to my podcast. And she said, just talk to your loved ones that either have passed or your guides. And you may be young enough, you haven't really lost anybody significant in your life. Then just talk to your guides. Everybody has at least 1 to 3, sometimes more. And sometimes your guides change throughout your years, depending on what you're going through and what guide is best for whatever you're going through. She said, just talk to them. They will give you signs. The way that I talked to my mom, which is more like I can listen to her talk to me. I can hear pretty much what she says and then interpret it even further. Because like I said, it's more telepathy for us, but not everybody has that ability. But you're going to get signs. You're going to get numbers. Ask for signs. Hey, if I need to take this job, give me a sign. Give me a bluebird, you know, and be random because they will give you those signs, believe it or not. But just talk to them. A lot of times though, you're going to get somebody talking back. I did. I didn't expect that either. I didn't expect to be able to talk to my mom and dad. And that brings up another issue with my dad. So I was like, okay, talk to my mom for a little bit and said, Dad, how is it for you? I know you absorbed back into the light. And he said, yes. So I said, so you don't like do what mom does. Like she can just have her own little Christmas if she wants, or she can just get on a boat and sail and think of it in her consciousness and be there. He goes, I could if I wanted to, but I'm at the point where I am part of the light now, so I can communicate and all those things, but I have no desire for that. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, that's not something that I need right now. And I said, well, will you always? He goes, maybe. So I said, Dad, are you doing what mom does? Can you do that? And he says, yeah, I could do it, but that's not something I feel a need to do because I am in the light and I am still healing that sliver of my soul that person did. He says, I'm healing in the light with source. And my goal now is to be a light for you, a beacon for you, as opposed to having the want to do the things your mom can do. And I said, are you still on different frequencies? And he goes, oh, yeah, there are infinite frequencies, as you well know. And I said, yeah, I understand that. I said, do you visit her? And he goes, no, I mean, we don't visit. He said, we're all one. So if we wanted to communicate, that's very easy to do. But we're on different trajectories. So that makes total sense, to be honest with you. It's really kind of amazing that I can talk to him, though, and still get answers and still get wisdom from him. When I didn't talk to him for 30 years after everything happened, I hadn't talked to him in 30 years, you know, I mean, nothing, and still feel some kind of care for him because I know he's not the same person on the other side. He's not a person. He's a spirit. It's like when Bill Ledson, do you remember him? He was a near-death experiencer. And he said, I couldn't believe when I passed, I couldn't believe I thought I was Bill. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm so much more than that. And when you pass away, you go, oh, that was just a play. That was just honestly like a game. This is reality. This is what we're talking about, not life on Earth. It's just a school down here. And it's even more than a school. That's just the best wording they can use. And it's not like a matrix, like it's a game or anything, but it is a little bit kind of like a frequency matrix in that respect. Like it is like a... You've got all these paths to go. Where are you going to go? That's total free will. You can do whatever you want, good or bad. You're all going to come back. And that's another thing my mom said. It's so true. She said, the universe is neutral. As bad as people are, and as much as you do not want them to be in the space where you are, all the people that are horrible people in this world and past, they're all up there. Some of them are reliving lives. Some of them are reliving lives that are karmic. And I didn't know if I really believed in karma. And my mom said, well, there is karma, but it's not like you guys think. There's not like you did this, so you have to experience that. You don't have to experience anything. You don't ever have to come back if you don't want to. Everybody typically does because you want to learn, because you're part of Source. And Source is curious for itself. It's curious to know what I thought, what my friend thought, what my husband thought, what my kids thought, you know? So they go back and report. And it goes into the collective consciousness. And that's how the world and the universe expands. And I don't even know where that came from, but I guess mom just told me. What? So there are things that we do here. There are things that we know here. There are things that we want more of here that is of no consequence there. It's just not. Okay, so the last time I pulled tarot cards, y'all know, and I'm going to pull some more. But this time, I'm just going to do it because we're in such turmoil. This time, I'm just going to do it for the United States. Okay, guys? So anybody listening outside the United States, please understand we are in turmoil and I would like to know what is happening. Okay? So I'm going to pull some cards, guys. I'm just going to shuffle them again. I've already shuffled them once, but I'm just going to cut them. And we're going to see. Let's just do the rest of... Because I'm recording this on Sunday and releasing this on Sunday. So let's just pull cards for the rest of January, okay? So, okay, we've got the Chariot, the Devil, Devil card, and the Page of Pentacles. So the Chariot is movement, progress, action, integration, determination, willpower, control, direction, departure, courage. I think that has to do with a lot of people that are protesting and helping each other and trying to stand up for each other. I think that's going to get groceries when some people are afraid to because of their color of their skin. Those kinds of things. I think that represents this. Now, we get this Devil card. And it's a shadow self. It's an attachment. It's addiction, restriction, temptation, seduction, destructive behavior, materialism, codependency, toxicity. I don't have to tell you what that represents. I think you know that represents our government. our current administration. Okay. I'm not going to get too into that, but I think that's what that represents. So, and then the Page of Pentacles is manifestation, financial opportunity, skill, development, ambition, desire, diligence. That's actually not a bad read. And I think if we put it all together, because it depends on how you draw the cards as well. So we're out helping each other against some tyrannical situation. And we're also trying to manifest, trying to do better for ourselves, trying to be ambitious and desire better things. And I do think that that's that Page of Pentacles. So guys, for the rest of this month, I mean, this whole year, just know this whole year is just going to be so constantly changing. And the best thing I can tell you to do is know that the universe knows, my mom knows what's going on. Even my dad knows what's going on. And she keeps telling me, hang in there, hang in there, just hang in there. It's going to get better. It's almost like this, and it's true. This had to happen. This had to happen for us to have better change. And I hate that someone had to pass away for things like this to get better. And more than one person, so many people have had to be, you know, not just passed away, but horribly treated. My mom tells me that was they signed up for it. They wanted to make the change. A lot of people, that's hard to explain. That's hard to accept. And I understand that. But when you think about when we come back down here and we incarnate to do certain things, and I'm here to help hopefully uplift everyone with a podcast and to let you know good things are coming, right? And try to uplift you in other ways. Some people come to be that change and even sacrifice themselves for it. I'm not explaining it away. In our physical world, retribution is something that has to happen. Absolutely. So with that in mind, it's not a bad read. It looks like things are still going our way in the way of we're still going to protest. We're still going to have this situation that we have to protest against. Keep manifesting good things. Keep thinking positive things. And guys, this is another thing I've been doing. I will rub my hands together, get them really hot, and imagine the earth, the globe within my hands after my hands are hot, right? I'll rub them together and then all of a sudden I'll just hold a ball in my hands. But that in my mind is the earth. Remember, your mind is more powerful than you freaking think, okay? It is more powerful. So if that's the case, hear me out. Rub your hands together, get them really hot. You know how they get really hot when you rub them together. Then all of a sudden just make a ball, right? And say, okay, good energy. Healing energy, love, compassion, empathy, help, any adjective you can think of, okay? And then when you're finished and happy with those adjectives, push it out in the world. Just push it out and do that north, south, east, and west. That's what I've been doing, north, south, and making four different ones. So it hits every single area of the globe. Because it's not just here that's in turmoil, guys. And I'm telling you, the good energy, my mom tells me this all the time. Guys, you don't understand the power you have. You don't get it until you do it. So if you can just do this, just like I told you, rub your hands together, let them get really hot, then make that ball. And you'll kind of feel the energy within your hands. You'll kind of feel it. Say all the lovely adjectives you can think of. You know, compassion, unconditional love, help, empathy, all the things that you can think of, and push it into the world. In every direction, the ripple effect of that will be astronomical. And if I can only just get two of you to do it, can you imagine if I could get, you know, however many hundreds of people that or thousands of people that listen to this podcast? I mean, what a difference that would make. So something to consider if you would like to do that with me. I'm not saying time-wise, just if you would like to do that, the same thing that I do, then please do. Any kind of love, any kind of manifestation of love in your mind that you can do to help our world, our universe, I'm telling you, it's so helpful. Oh, and I wanted to tell you guys one more thing. So I had a little book signing at a local bookstore here in my little small town, and they changed locations to a cute little house that's been a shop before, been a boutique before. Now it's a cute little bookstore with a coffee area, and it's got a little wine bar. It's very cute. And so I went to the open house, and they have a few of my books. They have probably, oh, I would think 15, 20 of my books. And do you know that several of my books were sold that day? And because I was there, I was able to do a little mini signing. It was unexpected, but it was fun. So anyway, going into that, guys, I do write paranormal romance novels, and they are available on Amazon if you guys are interested in those. They're all bestsellers. Just type in my name, Leslie Fear Books, in Amazon, and you'll find them. And with that, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you for letting me know you love this. Thank you for letting me just talk about things in my head. And thank you for letting me just get it all out, because sometimes it's therapy for me too. And I'll keep doing these. I'm in my bedroom right now because my husband's in the office, but I'm doing it here. So there you go. Sitting in my beautiful chair that I bought on Amazon. So remember what my mom said. Do your best to stay as positive as possible. And you know, when you do the rubbing your hands together, imagining earth in your hands, and then pushing it out to north, south, east, and west, or whatever, even if you just do it one time, remember, the effects of that will be astronomical, even if just one or two of you do it. So I invite you to do it. I will be back next month for another episode. And guys, thank you so much again. And feel free to continue letting me know if you want me to keep doing it. And feel free to please keep rating and reviewing the podcast if you feel led to do that, because that helps so much. So love you guys, and I will talk to you very soon.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription, and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show, and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.